Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, it's been a bumpy ride for our cattle markets in recent weeks. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. And Daryl, give us your thoughts about where we are on these cattle markets now that we've gotten Labor Day in our rearview mirror.
It's pretty tough for cattle markets right now. There's just a lot of things biting at this market right now. You know, the markets in general, of course, are on the defensive because of a lot of broad-based unrest in the U.S. economy and the global economy. When you add to that some of the challenges we've had, recently, obviously with the packing plant fire most recently, but the general uncertainty associated with feed markets and the corn crop. All in all, I think these markets are just awfully skittish right now, and there's a lot of things going on in both the futures and the cash markets.
Daryl, what are you thinking right now when it comes to beef demand, especially now that we've kind of turned the corner and headed into the fall season?
You know, we do see some changes in that seasonal demand as we go into the fall. Part of it is a shift in product focus. Again, you know, we talk about beef demand as though it's one thing, but obviously it's much more complex than that when you look at the broad set of products. So once we get past Labor Day, you know, we sort of take the focus a little bit off of middle meats for a while. As we get into the fall and cooler weather, then we put more focus on the end meats. We start thinking about pot roasts and those kind of things that come along with cooler weather. So we'll see some of that. And then, of course, if you look at the ribs, you'll see a kick up here in October and November as we anticipate the popularity of prime rib for Christmas and New Year's holiday. So there's always things going on. Some are going up or some are going down. But overall, we would think of this as a little bit weaker demand once we take that summer grilling season away from both, middle meats, the steaks, as well as from the hamburger market.
Daryl, switching gears from domestic to international trade, what about these latest numbers that we just got at the end of this last week from USMEF?
Well, actually, the most recent month was a little bit encouraging relative to some of what we've seen lately. Beef exports were down in the month of July, which is the most recent data. They were down 2.2%. That gives us a seven-month year-to-date total that's down 2.9%. We were a little over 3% down. So it's not, you know, it's not massive weakness there. It is a concern. Probably one of the biggest points of concern in the export side for beef is the fact that Japan in July was down 9.3%. It's down over 6% for the year to date. Of course, Japan is our biggest market and our most valuable market. That weakness there is a concern, and it is apparent that that's one of the residual effects of the U.S. not being part of the TPP, which other countries pursued and now have a more favorable tariff situation in Japan.
Daryl, back here at home, it is wheat pasture season. What are you hearing right now about things getting established?
You know, it's always a trick coming out of a hot summer to have the moisture conditions and the soil temperature conditions to support early establishment of wheat for winter grazing. Those conditions look pretty favorable in 2019. Now, there are years when we have moisture to get wheat planted and get it up, and then it turns dry relatively early in the fall, and obviously we're going to continue to need moisture. But right now, the conditions look pretty good. You know, anecdotally, I hear from some producers that quite a bit of wheat has already been planted in some areas, and certainly a lot more is going in for those folks that are really interested in early wheat establishment for winter grazing.
For folks that want to put some cattle on wheat pasture, what are the numbers telling you for this fall?
You know, the budgets, I've run a few budgets at this point in time. They look kind of, you know, sort of break even typically, which means that you're paying the bills, but maybe not making a lot beyond that. Obviously, you know, we have seen the weakness we've seen in the feeder cattle markets, which we alluded to earlier, provides a bit of a buying opportunity here in the short run. And some producers may jump out there maybe even a little earlier than they normally would buy and take advantage of that. On the other hand, of course, the weak futures market, if you use that as your anticipation for where we might be in the spring, is also pretty weak. So, you know, again, it doesn't look bad, but it doesn't look spectacular either at this point. I think with the dynamics in this market, it's going to be one that producers need to follow pretty closely, probably pencil it and re-pencil it a couple of times as we go through the fall.
Our cattle market watcher, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, one of the great traditions for Superior Livestock is their annual Labor Day sale. It's Labor Day 35, the 11th and 12th of September this year, broadcast live from Fort Worth on SLA TV, that's Dish Network, satellite channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both the 11th and the 12th at 8 a.m. Central Time, 81,300 head to be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.